someone next to the extra agendas? Can someone bring one up for Margie? Thank you, John.
Well, when they are,
so, members of the board, if you grab your seat. So, Omar, you'll notice those two microphones have to be shared between the three tables, so we'll figure out a way to. I'll take that as a positive, not a negative. Okay. Got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Leonard and Jim, if you wouldn't mind taking your seats, we're going to convene a meeting. So as a matter of housekeeping, we'll ask you all to silence our cell phones as I do it to mine. A good reminder. Good evening. And a reminder to our audience, go ahead and be seated, and thank you for your help in letting the meeting go forward. Well, this is an additional meeting. You know, our budget-focused meeting here for the recording on August 31st, 2011. We'll start with the roll call. John, Gary, do you have a roll call in front of you? I appreciate your patience as my volunteers for the sound haven't showed up, so I had to, again, set up the gear, and it takes a little bit of work before the meeting. So we'll start with the roll call. Ken Aaron.
Here.
And you'll see that the microphones are a little bit different tonight because of the configuration of the tables. So if we can help our neighbors out and pass them, you know, Omar, if you push that one to your right, you've got one on the left next. These guys can share that one. Leonard, so the one that Omar has, you guys can share, and you can pass to Jim, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That's going to be your closest microphone. So, Ken Aaron, thank you. Chuck Anderson?
Here.
Antini Antaram?
She's going to be late.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Hi. I have to
Your microphone's not on, and if you want to speak, raise your hand, I'll call on you.
Yes,
okay, I'm calling Omar. Can we dial him up, Terry? That should be number 5. Or number 6. The microphone just moved. Your microphone should be live.
Yeah. I spoke to him on the phone, and he's doing some radio production, so he won't be able to make it.
So he won't be making it. Thank you very much. Fred Blair?
Here.
Thank you. Fred Blair should here, just for the microphone. Lydia Brazon?
She went to go get a raptor.
But is she in the building?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Omar Burdett? Just leave the mic up, Terry, all of them, for now. And the meeting's off. So, Omar, you here? Thank you. Chuck Crumshaw?
Here.
Thank you. Ariane Gladden?
Here.
Thank you. Leonard Eisenberg?
Here.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Thank you. Fred Klunder? Jim Lafferty?
Here.
Ali Lexa? Oh, that's right. He's absent. Brenda Medina? Sequoia Olivia Mercier? Okay, thank you, John. Dutch Merrick here. Margie Murray.
Here.
Thank you. Michael Novick.
Here.
Here. John Parker. Not here. Summer Reese.
Present.
Whoa.
Wow.
You're sort of okay.
That's what 8.5 hours live podcast on Saturday night.
Fred Blair. Fred Blair, would you mind sharing that microphone with that table over there?
Sure.
So they can use it over there. They'll probably need it most of the night. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes. Thank you. John Winger. Thank you. And Lamont Yankee. Very good. So we had our excused absences. The requests, again, John, Gary, were Sequoia and Ali. And was there any additional requests for absence, John, Gary? Just for two of them?
Okay.
Any objections to the request absences from Molly Alexa or Sequoia Olivia Mercier? Michael Novick?
No objections, but
can you take the microphone, please?
No objections to those, but I would suggest that if these absences were to be able to call someone to take this ordinary radio production at the station.
Okay. And just for the record, it has been generally the case people call either chair, vice chair, or the secretary, if at all possible. And again, I'm sure we can sort of glance over these. We've gotten so much better, the procedures for disruptive public behavior. Thank you very much. We have a very limited public today at all. But your cooperation so that we can get these meetings moved along, and we do provide you 30 minutes at every meeting to speak. So we'll make sure to hear what you have to say and consider that. And if there is a super pressing matter that is time urgent and you feel the need to interject it into the board's dialogue, please discreetly write it on a note or whisper it in the ear of a particular board member, at which time they'll raise their hand and I'll gladly call on them in turn. And if it's an important issue, we can raise it immediately. I'll open it to general announcements. Oh, and Ken?
Do we have a quorum?
Yes.
Do we? Okay.
Yes. And again, I encourage you guys to grab the microphones and help your neighbors to move around a little bit. Any general announcements? Ken first, and then Michael.
I just want to make an acknowledgement of Summer Reese's effort as a board member working with Harrison. I don't know if that's his first or last name. I keep forgetting.
Neither.
Okay. For the broadcasting for about 8 or 9 hours straight during the hurricane in New York, so that the New York audiences had a Pacifica presence during the broadcasting, because BAI had to evacuate.
Wow. Thank you very much, Summer.
Thank you
for your efforts, and again, the important work that the station has done to help the network as a whole. Michael Novick.
I just wanted to recognize that yesterday was the end of the Ramadan period of fasting and meditation, and that today is the last day of Black August, commemorating the resistance and martyrs of the Black Freedom Struggle.
Thank you, Michael. Also, on the topic of Michael Novick, I want to acknowledge you and thank you very much for opening the dialogue that we could get this location. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Additionally, and as you know, if there's a bit of effort to trying to get a good location, and so I appreciate all the help I can get. Also, Lawrence, I'm going to give you credit because you helped book the next location, SEIU Local 721, in 2 weeks.
Great job.
Thank you. And you look like you were going to speak?
Yeah, I just want to acknowledge you for the hard work that you do in getting here early, and I'm pretty sure that you're missing days, and as a union member, I understand how work is valuable, so just want to acknowledge you for
doing it. Thank you, Lawrence. That made a great deal.
And for making the announcements on here.
Thank you. I think we've been able to come a long way in the last couple of years. Agenda approval. The agenda I sent out earlier, and we printed up copies, so everyone has a copy of it. Are there any suggestions for changes to the agenda?
Yes.
Fred Klunder, welcome. John, do you need a chair?
First, I'm going to try to take up. I don't have handouts where I'm sitting here, and so I was looking for handouts, but I actually wanted.
All it is an agenda. We can give you one.
Yeah, but you answered your question. Do anybody have suggestions? Yes, I did. I emailed the suggestions to the list. I think that what we should do, since I'm told that the board last time said there should be a budget-only meeting, that we should cancel all the non-budget-related things and just have the budget with the listener comments and work on the budget and do nothing else, and that means cancel old business, new business, and report to the chair and everything else.
Thank you. Summer?
We're having done this 4 years in a row. Just more space. I'll take a lot. Sure, why not?
It's an old one, but I still work. I pass it down.
Just how old that stuff is. Anyway, just in general, in terms of actually getting budgets to the group, I do think it's best to stay focused pretty much exclusively on the budget for the meeting, because that does take up the whole meeting. Obviously, I hope we have the budget tonight. So,
do you have a specific suggestion of things to?
I would count everything that was not related to budget presentation, discussion, and approval with appropriate public comment, because that's what the meeting was noticed for. And in my experience, it will take almost 3 hours by the time everyone asks questions and chews on the budget to actually pass the budget. So that's what we came for, and I hope it's what we get done.
Well, Mark, can you pass your microphone to your
thank
right?
Thank you.
Can you pass that microphone to Jim? That microphone has to be shared with like 4 or 5 people over here.
Yeah, well, I concur, and I maybe more to the point, I think there were only 15 minutes on the agenda that weren't on the budget, but I would concur, and let's treat it as a motion, and I'll second it, and let's move on.
Lydia?
I'm sorry, I was a little bit late, but certainly the noticing of meetings is always appropriate, so I don't know if that already happened, but the noticing of meetings is called for in the bylaws and the open meeting requirements by CPB, etc. So.
I'll accept that as a summary.
Are there any further comments on the agenda? Okay, Ed. Yes, Ken.
I concur just having the budget. We have an opportunity, however, because we have a policy that any capital expenditure greater than $5,000 should be approved by the LSB, and that's one of the line items in the budget, a new transmitter. So I think that should be a separate motion. I'm not certain whether we should do it before, after, or during evaluation of the budget, but I think it should be brought up as a motion, approval of acquisition of a new transmitter, because it exceeds $5,000. I'd like to start to establish that.
Okay, and just as a suggestion, maybe we can put that either during the general manager's report, or if it seems more appropriate at the time to wait to the overall budget discussion. John Langer?
Yes, given that the board already passed a motion determining when all the next meetings would be, can we just say it, just tell Terry to make it so, and then we're done with it for the year?
Just announce it right now. The record is just announced the date.
William?
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Lawrence, you have a question?
It was just for economy. I just want to inquire as to the budgetary matters that require two-thirds vote.
Terry Goodman? No, it's a simple majority, correct? Yeah, there's your answer. And Ken?
Just in the California state legislature, but not in the other state.
Yeah, luckily none of us have made it that far. We do enough damage at this level. So what I'll, if it is the will of the board, all you're asking to remove is the chairperson's report, essentially. Because the new business and unfinished business is scheduled for after budget approval. So if it is the will of the board that the chair doesn't have 5 minutes to speak, that seems to be my understanding of the only this motion. Kim?
I'd like to, I guess, read what it says in Robert's Rules about what a special meeting is. So we don't have to talk about what we should do.
Well,
a special meeting or called meeting is a separate session of a society held at a time different from that of any regular meeting and convened only to consider one or more items of business specified in the call of the meeting. We noticed it for the budget, and that's what it should be for. I can go on if you need.
I don't need you to go on. Does anyone else need him to go on? John Crumshaw, call for the question. Well, if someone wants to, if you want to make a clear motion, because there was not a clear motion made, there was a second to a non-motion. So
sure, thank you. And it is actually to get rid of unfinished business and new business as well.
Which is at the end of the schedule, which we've never gotten to yet. So
there you go. I would like it to say that the only business attended to this evening will be consideration, discussion, and hopeful approval of the budget with appropriate public comment. Okay.
I second it.
Okay. So the only thing beyond that, Chair. Lawrence?
Just in regards, if we were to pass this motion, it would affect the agenda by, in Roman numeral number 2, you won't be able to announce the upcoming meeting.
That's correct. And then Roman numeral number 3 is not specifically a budget report. So it would remove Roman numeral number 2 and number 3 is how I'm interpreting what Summer's saying. Is that correct, Summer?
And the last two as well.
And the last two, which, it seems rhetorical because we probably won't get that far. The budget will take up the entire meeting. So it'll fall off the end of the...
They seem to be numbered incorrectly as well, but they wouldn't be good.
Yeah, my Roman's not so good.
But how'd you Greek?
Oddly enough. So just if you would state the motion in a sentence, we'll get a second call for a vote.
The tonight's meeting, as specified in the special notice, shall attend to the matter of consideration and approval of the budget only.
Second.
And we have a second call for a vote. Show of hands in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 in favor. Those against?
A question?
A question? We're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
In the middle of the
right,
vote.
But we haven't finished the vote, and Ken's, I'm just asking about Ken's transmitter item. Is that...
I didn't know that.
Those against changing the agenda, as mentioned, one against, two against, three against, four against. Thank you. Motion passes. So we will not approve the minutes. We will not talk about the next meeting. We will not give a chair report. We'll go on to public comment one. If somebody from the audience can help by holding the microphone, this microphone in the center has a long cord, and we have 15 minutes earmarked for that. Jason, you should probably stay over here. And by the way, Jason, thank you for coming. Jason has again volunteered to help us with the sound. He just rolled in from CBS. He rolled in from CBS, I rolled in from Paramount. We could have beat each other. So we'll set up a minute and a half each, 15 minutes total, and I'll call on the first speaker. Would you just state your name? And,
Steve Goldsmith, and actually, I'm not sure what the impact of the last motion would be, but I wanted to verbally suggest a proposal that I had made by email through the chair to at the executive session at the next meeting. To take the executive session, temporarily adjourn it to a committee of the whole, and have an informal process which either myself or some other person could facilitate for the purpose of drafting and dealing with the questions of standards for board members in whichever way people wanted to. Free, so there could be a free-flowing discussion, not hampered by Robert's Rules of Order. Once there was consensus on the plan to move forward, then the executive session would reconvene, Robert Rules of Order would come into play, and people would make motions as appropriate from what they decided. So I wanted to just say that that was the plan, and if anybody had any questions about it, it would have been good if people do want to do this and they do want me to prepare for such a meeting, a little bit of preparation, it would be good to get a sense of the body at this time.
Thank you very much. And what I'll do, I'll reserve our comment time as soon as the public is done, and we can engage in dialogue. The next speaker. Can we please be for this
speaker? Only comment. Hi, this is Bella DeSoto, and I want to say, as I have said,
I'm sorry, we have a member of the public that's speaking, and it's interfering with a member of the public. We're asking that the public remain respectful for us, and we're going to do the same for them. Thank you. We're going to start your time from scratch.
Let go of it. We cannot ask
you. Steve, you can let her hold the mic if she wants. I mean... So we're going to start your time now, Bella. We promise to be respectful. I'm hoping that the board will honor that.
So my name is Bella DeSoto, and I'm here to urge every single member, there are very few of you here today, before the elections were held for this historic board, I have noticed that everybody on the board has been derelict in duty because very few people understand what financial statements are. Most people do not understand the language. They have no way of asking questions, questioning what's presented in front of you. From what I see here, it's only a P&L and only extension of allocation of expenses. Where is the balance sheet? Where is the balance sheet? Where is the distribution of the funds, the assets, liabilities of each station? And I have suggested for many years that this board put away at least 3 hours on a Saturday. I would be willing to train anybody and everybody on what the basic fundamentals of bookkeeping are. And believe me, it can go a long way. Very basic stuff. And I'm very appalled that these so-called budgets continue to be pushed around. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you for your time.
As an ex-MBA...
good evening, Roger.
Good evening. Yes, my name's Roger Zimmerman. I've been around since the 60s. I would like to suggest also that in the financial reporting paperwork that we have a sources and uses of funds so that we can see where funds come from and where they go to. That it makes it a little bit clearer that way. You know, accounting sometimes can be very abstract and kind of disguised. Some certain forms of reporting make it more clear. So I would like to see that available to all of the managers for their own use, for instance. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. Are there any further members of the public that would like to speak? Could you hand that? Fred Thunder, can you take the microphone from behind you? Or Lawrence? Thank you. So we've completed our first of our four sections of public comment. Summer, if you want to go back to the microphone, I'll address your question. Do you still have a question or a response?
No, but we're moving out on time.
Do we have any other responses to the public? Thank you. So the next order of business is the local station board budget and expenditures update discussion. Kim, do you have a list of expenditures or an outline of the budget for the board?
I have no question. I believe that that's also regular business.
The local station board budget is not part of the station budget?
No.
Am I? I have nothing here but an agenda.
I've got about it. Give me a set of finances.
Are we? Is it inappropriate to ask what our expenditures are, or what we're?
It was there along here, Doc.
John Winger.
Yes. Tonight's meeting is a perspective meeting going forward. The data you're looking for is the status of where we are, and that we'll do that in about a week or so when we have a regular meeting. But right now we're going forward. This is the budget to be proposed by management for the next year, starting on, I think, October 1st and going forward for 12 months. So this is all perspective that we're dedicating only to going prospective things.
So we're not supposed to talk about where we've been, only...
Yes.
Okay. Fred Klunder, and then it looks like Jim's got your hand up, and then Lawrence. Fred?
Yeah. Following up on the question, I guess this is for our general manager. Following up on the question from Ms. DeSoto and listener comment, is it true that this is an income statement? It shows what comes in, it shows what goes out. It doesn't show what we own and what we owe. And if so, why not?
And let me, for clarity to the board, let me ask the question, because I was just handed the pages 1, 2, and 3, 4 of 4. This is KPFKF Financials, July 2011, and then another document, handwritten budget, says Pacifica Foundation. Just raw question, who provided these?
I did. One of the budget and one of the financial to date.
Okay, and these are through the accountants at the station, Anthony?
Pardon me?
Are these from Anthony?
Yes.
Okay.
And the budget is from Bernard.
Excellent. Just so we all know what we're talking about.
We don't, this isn't about assets, this is about the budget for the budget for the station. What? Yeah, for the operation of the station.
Thank you for answering the question. Next on the queue is Jim Lafferty.
I lost what somebody over here said. I may or may not agree. If somebody was saying that the accounting for what happened to the budget for the board for the last year is not on the table, I agree. If that's all it was said. But what is certainly on the table is the budget for this board for the ensuing year, because that's part of the proposal that's before us. Does anybody disagree with that?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
Next on the queue is Lawrence, and then we'll go through the queue. Lawrence?
I like to also say that I could use that accounting training, that basic company training. I mean, I'm not a financial person. But having been treasurer in little groups, obviously that's not a balance sheet in this budget.
And the next on the queue is John Winger.
Yeah, we
historically, the board has passed the budgets, and we get a budget from the general manager, and we review it, and then we pass it or don't pass it. And all that other information is ancillary information. We get it every month in the financials. And this is, I believe, where Anthony has provided what he's been asked to provide, and I think it's looking, well, okay. I think it's good to have got what we've got.
The next on the queue is Summer.
Just to clarify the bit of information in the financials that lists the year to date as well as previous audited years, in that it included board expenses, which are significantly below what was budgeted for them. Thus, the upcoming signature board expenses have been adjusted downward slightly, and those are in the budget for the upcoming year.
So we reduced the projected expenditures for next year. Okay. Next in the queue, Fred Clemmer.
I hope I'm wrong on this, but it just strikes me that what this is, it's income and expense. So it says what's coming in, says what's going out. Doesn't tell me what I owe, doesn't really tell me what I owe. In other words, I could owe next to nothing. I could have next to no cash in the bank. If the roof springs a leak, I can be taken in $3.4 million and $3.3 is going out. Now, that's pretty narrow, particularly if I've got some liabilities sitting out there that I come down on. So I'm not contending that this is a good job, and Jim and others, it shows, I just saw it just now, it's my fault I didn't look at it earlier. It shows what's coming in, shows what's going out. But whether that differential is adequate to build up, some kind of working capital, some kind of assets. I think it's the story of what we do in our personal finance. People say you got to have X number of months, salary in the bank, and that's X number of years salary in the bank. So you can't look at an income statement, income and expense statement, and say whether it's good or not if you don't know what you owe and what you own. And that's, a simple way of saying a balance sheet. That's also, and I'm just about done, it's what I said before. Our audit report talks about the shortage of working capital, the shortage of money to work with, to deal with situations. And that's critical. A budget has got to get us to a meaningful situation in terms, among other things, of working capital.
So you get through the meeting, we're gonna do what we've done in the past to give everyone a minute to round about. Kim Kaufman.
What Fred says may be accurate, but it's not relevant. These are the documents we have. Bernard would like to present them to us. If we want to deal with the other things at the end of this, let's deal with what we have in front of us, and let Bernard please talk to us and present the budget. Whatever fixed assets we have are not going to change. We're looking here at the items that change over the year, and can we move forward on that?
Just for a question, Summer, if you can answer this, because this was your motion. Item 5 on here is the station, KPFK station budget and expenditure notes by station general manager. Your motion was to eliminate other than just the station budget and expenditures. So it's on there twice. It was a report for, the way I've written it, honestly, was just Bernard give us a brief report, and then we open up the bigger discussion through the treasurer. So we didn't address that in the, the motion, as I understood it, everything gets wiped off the map except for that discussion, which means it eliminates Bernard's report.
No, not at all, except we stay focused on the budget and not deal with anything else. Bernard is central to the presentation of the budget. Typically, management presents the budget, gives support for the rationale behind the budget, open the discussion.
You don't need to motivate any further. Yeah. I think that's why I'd ask for specifics. I hope you'd give me line items, say remove this and this, and be very clear.
Well,
the goal of that motion, everyone's clear, was to leave Bernard's portion in, and then the bigger budget, and then get rid of everything.
Yeah, I was sniffing at the front end and the back end, but nothing in the middle. Bernard and the treasurer are both key to the discussion of the budget and people's understanding of it.
It was unclear. Thank you. Next question on the stack is Michael Novick. Oh, wait, excuse me, Margie.
Thank you.
That was John Matthews. To address your point, Fred, I clearly understand your concern, and I have that concern too. So I think Kim did the best she could to putting together the operational budget. I know that she worked many long hours on it. The problem is, historically, I've noticed that inventories haven't been kept in a regular thing. We're not taking depreciation of office equipment. I'd like to see a number of things happen. So I think going forward, I'd like to see us all concentrate on the numbers and the information that are given at this meeting. But then at the next finance committee, I'd love to see you there. I think we should tackle some long-range goals, you know, maybe reassessing property value and that. So I understand where you're coming from.
Next in the queue is Jim Lafferty. You're right after Jim, Michael. We take them as fast as we see the hands go up.
Yeah, I
called in the beginning, said, I'm sorry, Margie.
I misread Margie's notes. It was interdepartmental communication. The memo went sideways.
Very quickly, I'm not sympathetic to what you were saying either, Fred. It would be nice to, for example, know what we have in the bank as we start to this new year, what we have in the bank in terms of approving this budget and what our liabilities are. Since obviously if we've got $200,000 in the bank and don't owe anybody any money, that's one thing. If we've got $50,000 in the bank and owe somebody $100,000, that might affect how we look at this budget. That being said, I think what Margie said is also true. All we've got before us at the moment is what we've got. And although I'd rather have those other figures before us, I think we ought to take a crack at approving the budget as it's presented. I hear about those parts we like and those parts we don't.
Next on the queue is Michael Novick.
Okay, the first thing I want to say is that I'm very gratified that we actually have a balanced budget proposal from the management in a timely fashion, because we went all of last year without ever having anything remotely approaching that. So I think that's the starting point. I understand this is an operational budget, and I think we should work with it in the terms that it is. I agree with Margie's comments. We need going forward to plan a somewhat different process. In relation to which, I do want to remind people, and this is also suggested, Bernard, that the LSB, prior to your arrival, passed a resolution asking for the Finance Committee to work with management to come up with documents showing us the fiscal year preceding the one we're in, the current fiscal year that we're in, the comparison of the actuals and the budgets for those 2 years, how we can see the relationship between the budget and what actually happened, and use that as a basis for dealing with the operational budget for the upcoming fiscal year. I understand that has not been done, but I would like to see it being done going forward. The other thing I'd like to see being done going forward is a greater emphasis on, excuse me, can people not talk while I'm speaking?
You're absolutely right.
I would like to see a greater emphasis on budgeting by objectives. That's the budgeting policy, the budgeting process is the policy process. That's why we're involved in it. That's just with regard to our responsibility. We have policy making authority, and that we need to plan out together with management.
Hi, Michael. Thank you. The next on the stack is Summer.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
She's turned this upside down.
I haven't spoken yet.
I understand. And you'll be called out on cue.
And mine is really just
Leonard. My apologies, Leonard.
Yeah, I'd like to also address what Fred Carter said, and I think one of the processes that I've seen so far in terms of the budget is that the budgeting process at KPFK is one of reacting to negative circumstances. And what I heard from Bernard, our new GM, is that he has a way so that my goal personally is that a year from now, if we are supportive of our general manager and what he's doing, then instead of reacting to negatives and cutting down amounts that we're putting in our budget for accomplishing projects, if we support him, then what Fred was talking about, maybe having a couple of $100,000 in the bank and being able to proactively say, this is something we as the station want to get behind, we'll be in a position to do. But I would say that the reality is at the present time that what we're doing and what we've been doing for years is reacting to negatives, cutting down the whole idea of cutting muscle and cutting potential things that the state can do.
Thank you very much. Summer, you're next.
Point of order.
Rather than interjecting, I'll call on you. Ken.
No, point of order. No.
Point of order doesn't give you the opportunity to just yell out.
It does.
I'll call on you after
you. No, point of order. I just want to make it clear. You have to call on the people who haven't spoken when you're on a cycle before you go to a second speaking on something. That has to be observed for everybody. So I think on this issue, that's right.
And I don't believe Summer's spoken on this question. We were responding to Fred, I believe.
No, she has.
At the point of information is all I believe.
So, Summer, I'm going to call on you in order. Ken's right after you, so hopefully he'll be able to hold his britches for a minute, and we'll get right to you.
Thank you. Really, it's just for people's clarity that you have in front of you two different documents. The one that says Pacifica Foundation up in the upper left-hand corner of the spreadsheet, that is the budget. The one that says KPFK Financial July 2011, which is a four-page document, is your year-to-date financials in comparison to previous audited years. On that document, you can find things like cash in bank at this time. It'll be under income before central services, and it was central services and has net income loss per entity.
Let's not get into these details.
So what I'm saying, though, is that people keep asking, we don't have these numbers. So that you understand, if you've gotten the four pages that are separate from the one marked Pacifica Foundation, the other document has those numbers.
Thank you.
And also has 09, 07, 07.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're delving into a deep topic that's not a point of information at this point. Ken is right.
Well, I'm just responding to what people keep asking. The information's all there, okay?
I have a point of order.
And you're next, Lawrence.
I just have a point of order.
Ken has given a point of order as well. So
I'm being recognized by you.
I will recognize you right after.
You just can't scream out like the raving lunatic and expect to be recognized.
Thank you, Lawrence.
I call the agenda. I'd like to move on to the budget, and rather than theory, I just call the agenda.
Thank you, Ken. Fred Condon.
I just maybe to try to summarize it, just as I see it, we've heard three things here that are germane, and I hope to what we're getting to in the near future. And a question again, it'll be for our GM. We need to know what's coming in and going out. We've got that here. We need to know what our assets and liabilities are. I've seen it from our CFO, LeVar Williams, so for that period when I was on the National Finance Committee. So it's there. And it's really important, and it's important that we have that view across the five stations, because this station, thanks to what has been done here and what's being done at the moment, is puts us in a relatively good position. So income expenditure, that asset liability, and then scrutinize those along the lines that Margie is referencing as to how we depreciate and so on. We need those three. I don't know how I'm going to vote. I think this is atrocious that we're calling this a budget, but I think we need to have it in the future. And I would ask our GM when he gets a chance to speak whether and when we're going to get that. Thanks.
So we'll include this in the discussion. We're going to move to the agenda, which the next order of business is for Bernard to present the budget and his notes to us, and then we can engage in the discussion from that point forward. Jim, you have a point of information? Can we hand the microphone to Jim, Omar?
Very quick.
I'm back. Yeah, I just, because of the way mine printed out, Bernard, I don't know, for example, if I want to know what the total expenses for personnel are projected for the whole year, I don't know where that figure is. It's probably somewhere, but because...
Jim, is your printing different than our printing?
Yeah, I got like two pages of
things. Does anyone else have a page like Jim's that's just run off the end?
Budget, right?
What?
They have that one, yeah. The whole thing.
Can we get
them a different one?
We get
Jim
a better topic.
Thank
you. And it's been asked that we move back to the agenda. Next on the agenda is Bernard Duncan. Ken, can you pass your microphone via John Wanker to Bernard? Omar, I think the agenda was called, and we need to move on.
Can you write my name? Do I have to take a vote on that?
You did. Your name was here. The question has been officially called, and we move to the agenda, which means you and the other three people on the stack below you will wait until... Thank you for your support, Omar. I appreciate it.
Do we have a vote to move the agenda?
Once again, Leonard, microphone.
Do we have to vote to move the agenda?
No, the agenda is moving forward. Bernard. Sorry for the delay.
That's fine. Thank you, sure. You sure we should proceed? What you see in front of you is as the result of a variety of meetings of the Finance Committee. It's not, and I take your point, Fred, completely, but we called this particular budget, and the only way I could approach the budget going forward, even though we, as Leonard has observed, behave reactionarily quite a lot of the time, is to start from a zero base for the coming year. As a not-for-profit organization, that's been my understanding, and I'm not an accountant, but I understand accrual accounting, and I understand the law as it relates to not-for-profit organizations. That doesn't mean our liabilities go away if they exist in the current financial, but it means that for the coming fiscal year, I have to operate from the zero base or start from the zero base, and that's what I've done. And I've treated it in that respect. So what we've done is based it, because of history, on previous actual expenditures and income, and also because it's a forward-looking budget, we've tried to approach it from the perspective of certain assumptions and certain, I guess, wish lists. We've just finished what, for my money, is a particularly successful summer fund drive, a very short one, but a relatively successful one from my perspective. We are, as I understand it, the only Pacifica station who in its most recent fund drive has gone higher than its projected target. And the team have thrown everything at it, and I'm absolutely proud of them, and I think they've done a marvellous job. They've certainly pulled one out of the box for us this time. I will just preface what I'm about to say by saying this is a budget by committee. And I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, the old adage is if a camel is a horse by committee, well, you know, that's another story. But but this is not the budget I provided to the LSB Finance Committee. It is a budget that has come out of significant discussion following that. They're not numbers I'm entirely comfortable with. They're not numbers I'm entirely confident in my ability to manage for a 12-month fiscal year, but I think they are numbers we can work with, and I think that as the year progresses and we see the success or otherwise of fundraising efforts, I think that's what we'll be able to actually more clearly ascertain. It is my desire, and after some of the questions that have gone around the table, in fact I've started the process of establishing a fixed asset register, just for a start, because as far as I can tell, we don't have one. Mm-hmm. We don't have, as I understand it, a purchase order system that will be coming into place very, very smartly, so we can effectively track every step along the way where the money is coming in and where it's going out. It's like fixed up, I think. But you know, this organization operates in a not necessarily basic way, and a lot of things have grown up over time that I think need to have a little emphasis replaced on them, and a little bit of, I guess, just nuts and bolts, written down stuff that hasn't been occurring. So, you know, I mean, it's basic, and I'm not arguing that it's made it a case, but, you know, if we've got an asset recognized on a fixed asset register, I would like to be able to go somewhere in the building and find it. or find out if it needs replacement or for whatever reason. So, you know, we'll put those things in place and they will happen. I'll get just to the nuts and bolts of this particular thing and try and give you an indication of where it's come from. The listener support figure, for me, is based on what happened in the past few financial, the fund drives.
What page are we referring to?
I'm going to follow this from the top to the bottom.
On the budget document, correct?
On the budget document.
Yeah, we're looking.
We have two documents in front.
Well, I think some have explained that one of those is the report.
The information, the one that says budget figures for fiscal year.
Kim, if you bear with me, if you ask for a point of information, I'll gladly call on you, but interjecting is what we're trying to avoid. So, for clarity, would you like to add a point of information?
No, I'm done.
So, again,
the sheet with the word Pacifica Foundation in the top left-hand cell.
Thank you.
Is the document we're looking at.
Everyone's on the same page now?
That's not what you're holding, Dutch. It says Pacifica Foundation, unit KPFK, and the bottom it says KPFK Prelim 2012 LSB.
That's what I'm holding.
Okay.
So we're on the same page. Everyone's on the same page.
And Jim, now that he has the property printed one, the far right column is total fiscal 412.
So again, I pardon the interruption. I just want to make sure that we're all referring to the same document.
I do need to draw your attention. The template we start with at Pacifica has been generated and modified over some years, as I understand it. And I, to be blunt, find it impenetrable. So what I've done is in most cases what I've tried to do is, while I understand the income month by month will not be the same, I've recognized it through this budget as an overall income divided by 12, because that's the easiest way for me to do it. So in some instances, the result, the net surplus or loss at the bottom of the column may not be entirely accurate for that particular month, but for me to start up, that's the only way I could actually deal with it, because I can't know what proportions will come in any given month. So I've acted as if we have a total for the year, and in most cases I've divided that across the 12 months, and that should even out with a P&L and with a balance sheet as the months progress, and we can look at variances to budget and fix that up as we go along. It's just a basis for consideration, and what it does is it starts us from a financial year total and tries to spread that across the year. And you'll notice that there is a line item in the expenses for depreciation, which somebody has raised, and I don't understand why that hasn't been recognized in previous P&Ls or balance sheets. It's there now. I think we've noted that we are dealing in a reactionary situation, but what we are doing is looking forward, and we're basing this on what I've seen in terms of listener support, recent fund drives, an average of those recent fund drives, and looking at that from the perspective of an 80% fulfillment rate on pledges. We will also institute a system that we've been talking about for some time that will try and build that 80% to higher, just with a little bit more application to following up on some of those pledges that are not coming through. I can tell you that from the August fund drive, the 10-day fund drive that ended last week, we brought in more than $450,000 in pledges against the target of 300. I made the target 300 because I'm naive and it was my first one. I could have set that target at 400. I toyed with that idea, but I didn't want to frighten anybody off being the first fund drive. So we came in at this stage, the last count in pledges is about 450,000, maybe a little less than that. Also, at this stage, as I understand it, money already in, collected either by credit card number or installment plan set up, is at about $260,000 of those $450,000. So at this stage, just a week down the line, we are feeling a little smoky about that whole thing, because that's a relatively good result, I think. Okay, so that's the listener income. It has been my contention since I got here, and I've been pressing this on a staff level, that we're not using our website to its best advantage. It's a bit of a clunky website, and even if Ali was here, he would agree with me, I'm sure of that, and he works to the best of his ability with what he has. I believe there are more opportunities for us to build on that, but I don't want to put too fine a point on that in a budget like this, because it will happen as and when we can do it. So that's still a modest, kind of modest website income part of that component. I won't touch on everything in there, but the income assessments and assumptions are made on the basis of what's gone before. We have had a particularly good year in terms of car donations, so that sort of thing is working along in our favour, and the estimate there, I think, is a fair one. I would like to see us be involved in more things that make money for us at a community level. Clearly, we have considered the fact that I think Ken totaled up 91 days of fund drives in this financial year, which is for my money far too many. I've calculated this budget on the basis of 85, so we're still not, we're still in too many fund drives. For my personal preference, but we have to look at the realities of the situation as we go forward. We are doing a lot of work right now on building our corporate match component. We have someone, a staff member, who is actually, as and when time permits, calling on a number of, actually assessing what other stations who are so-called public radio stations in this market are doing with their corporate match. If you look at KBCC's website, for example, there is a slew of corporate match people there. I don't think we're actually leaning on our corporate match people hard enough, so we're making contact and making sure we have the forms in place and finding out all of those organizations who are prepared to help us out in that respect to see if we can build in that area. I haven't built a lot of that into this budget because it's early days and we've got a fair bit of work to do on that. I have been in discussion with various people in the last few days about the likelihood and possibility of major donors being brought in to this part of the proceedings, and as I understand, I built in a major donation in this budget of around $25,000. We'll see where that goes, but I think that's actually not an outrageous thing for us to assume, especially because we can have someone who, representing the station, can actually interface with people on a not irregular basis to try and actually build that level of relationship and interaction with the station. And that's something I have said all along I'm dedicated to doing, and I'm very happy to do that sort of thing, especially to enhance our ability to build those funds. The CPB contribution to us, we have been advised by National to reduce by 20%, so that 20% has come off what we've pulled in this last financial year. If that eventuates, we're prepared for it. If it doesn't eventuate, well, that will be good news for us moving forward and give us perhaps a little bit of comfort. And the rest of that is relatively self-explanatory. There are bits and pieces there, little rats and mice things that may or may not be larger, probably or be smaller than we've assumed they'll be. I'll move quickly on to expenses, and as I think we've noted, I can answer whatever questions I'm able to answer at the end of this particular part of the meeting. Personnel, taking a lead from what we've done in the past and trying to be realistic about what we can do, some costs have come out of personnel. It's too early for me to say how these things will occur and when they will occur, but they have been built in across the year, and there is a process underway at the station right now that is evaluating both programs and staffing, both not paid and paid, and that evaluation process will lead to some rationalization, I'm relatively sure. Again, I'm not sure how that will manifest itself, but it will also lead, and this is part of the wider question for me from a human resources perspective, it will also lead us to have a meaningful performance evaluation system in place, hopefully by the beginning of the next calendar year, so that our staff can actually realise that they are being looked at when they're doing their jobs, what they're doing is being looked at, and if they're performing well, they are being recognised for that. If they're not performing well, they'll be told. And there will be changes expected. So that's part of a wider question, but it's all built into what rationalisations may occur there. We've already discussed briefly that board expenses have been increasing slightly across the year. In particular, we're taking into account there the fact that this particular board, in this particular configuration, doesn't really spend money at all if it can avoid it. But we need to recognise that we need to have a contingency for when and if that does occur, and we can have some funds in place to enable that to happen. We've built into there an LSP election in 2012, which will cost us in the area of $40,000. So, you know, that's a real issue for us looking forward, but we have to do it. There isn't a choice, and it's time for 2012. Also, we've budgeted for a couple of town hall meetings in the coming year, obviously 6 months apart, and we've budgeted for those too, so that cost has gone in there. That's why the board expenses look larger than they have looked for some time. Administration, there have been reductions pretty much across the board where those have been doable. I have personally dealt with some of our suppliers and worked with them to try and reduce some costs, and we will an immediate outcome of that is a reduction of around between $11,000 and $12,000 in the coming financial year for our telephone services. Even to the point where we look at our the machine that does our folding and stuffing and banking and, you know, ready for postage of all of the stuff that we send out, we've negotiated a reduction in that in the coming year by agreeing to take a new machine from the organisation at a reduced rate and renew our lease for another period of time going forward. So, you know, there are those things that will flow into the budget as we move forward. There are reductions that are doable, almost agreeable almost immediately, but will start to show up as we move forward. And I think I have done a red pencil exercise on the administration budget, the development budget, and the personnel budget right across the board, and programming expenses. It's going to make some people's lives a little more difficult, not impossible, and we will work to ensure that 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 works as well as it can. I've taken on board what everybody has been saying to me since I got here, and it's a ticket under which I came into this job, and that is the question of local news and enhanced local news. I'm not entirely sure how it will work yet, and you'll note that there hasn't been a build in the news budget. We'll need to find smarter ways of doing that, but it is on the agenda, and it will happen. The reduction of the news budget, if anybody is curious about that, has come about because a contract to which we were locked in for some time expires in February or March of next year, and will simply stop. We won't renew it. It's a new supply contract from an external provider that we simply don't need at the moment, and especially if we're looking towards building our local profile in terms of news, there are any number of places we can find international and national news to augment that. So those things will not be built into expenses going forward.
We're going to ask
this. Was I the only one who heard that? Or sorry. Ken and the Finance Committee have had a look across the Pacific network itself and kind of ascertained that in terms of our return on premiums, we're probably paying more than we need to, so I'm in dialogue with our membership and subscription people about that, and we will try and get those figures more rational with each other, so I'd reduce the spending on that going forward.
Bernie, I don't mean to interrupt, but we've exhausted the 15 minutes.
We'll just have to make it happen.
Motion to abstain to
So I see hands up. Someone wants to be addressed by the chair. If someone wants to put up a hand, I'll gladly address them. Summer, you'd like to be addressed by the chair?
Yes, I'd like to pick up that motion to extend 15 minutes to allow the GM to finish explaining the budget.
Want to extend another 15 minutes?
Just for the GM to go ahead.
Second? We have a second from Jim Lafferty.
Thank
we'll
you.
Call for a quick vote. Show of hands. We have in favor. I'll raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Is that a hand? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 in favor. So motion passes. 15 more minutes. Thank you, Bernard.
I don't have another 15 minutes of stuff here. I'm sorry, Summer, but I will. I can tell you about my vacation if you like. Just moving forward, initially, this is a budget that will take some work to manage. I have to say to you, I tossed around whether or not I'm the guy to do that for some time, and I'm still not entirely certain. But I will give it my best shot, and I think if we stick to the knitting, we can work this through. I am convinced also that the income can be higher than we predicted it here, and I will be applying myself to making that happen. If that does happen, then maybe we can build up that cash reserve we've talked about for so long, or maybe we can change the way we do some things and make some improvements across that. I think it was Michael's point about actuals this year or budget this year and relating that across actuals in previous years, I'm not sure entirely how to do that because I've been told many times we don't have the 2011 budget to compare with, not an approved one anyway, but there will be a system in place where we can do a P&L balance sheet comparison year on year going forward that can actually be relatively easily understood, and I appreciate what Bell is saying about basic bookkeeping training. And we need to keep it simple, but we also need to keep it accurate, and I think that Bell's offer is actually a very generous one. It doesn't take a lot to learn some of the basic principles, and they can help a lot of people to understand more quickly some of the stuff that we're dealing with here. I don't really have anything else to add to that particular start, but as I understand it, there will be time for questions and answers, and if I can give you the answers, I will. If I can't, I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much. We'll ask questions, and then we need to figure out how much time, because then we need to go to public comment. So we'll keep it at a minute piece. We'll just start left to right, so it looks like everyone's going to ask a question. We'll start with Jim Lafferty. If we can hand him the microphone. Thank you, friends.
First of all, I noticed the total for personnel cost this year seems to be only about $7,000 less than it was last year. Did I understand you to be saying that there would be cuts in personnel, or simply that personnel is being reevaluated as to what their job? In other words, this budget wouldn't seem to suggest cuts in personnel. If it does, I think we should know that, number one. Number two, is there money in this budget for a news program? If so, I just don't see it. But more importantly than any of this, you started off your presentation by saying that you had some differences with the Finance Committee as to how this budget might look.
I would very much like to hear those differences and hear what they are.
I'll try and take those things in order, Jim. In terms of personnel, there may be cuts. There may be cuts. But again, you know, in the previous year, you didn't have a general manager's salary in your budget. Well, if you did, it wasn't used to pay a general manager. And now it is. Well, now a cost is in there. And you know, I mean, I could take a walk now and save you a lot of money. But I can't preempt that question by not going through the process of doing an evaluation. I would have liked to look at the budget. Again, what I've tried to do is even it out over a year, but what I'm assuming will happen is that if any personnel reconciliation or rationalization occurs, it won't be for a little while yet, because we have to work through that process. And, you know, it may not happen at all. A rationalization will happen, but whether that results in meaningful cuts in funding is another issue. I'm suspicious that, I suspect that it will, but I can't preempt that, and I think that's probably the best answer I can give you. The news, I haven't built in additional funding for news here. No, I simply haven't. I think there are smart ways for us to do that without having to think about expense too much, but I need to investigate those further, and these are numbers that we, you know, they're not pulled out of the air by any stretch of the imagination, but they are numbers that I think are workable, and there are ways of addressing the news question that might not be based in a news, in a nominal news budget, if you see what I mean. Yeah.
Okay. And the next,
my main question,
Jim, I'm sorry.
My exceptions were that I believe that I could, I am new at this particular radio station, but I believe that I could come in with a higher revenue figure than this, based on some of the things I think we can do. But I take the lead, and I accept completely from the Finance Committee that some of that stuff might not come off, and we don't want to estimate that it will if it can't. If it can, then it's not gravy so much, but it's additional to the revenue. We need to be realistic about what we're saying in terms of revenue right here and right now.
Thank you. Before calling in, has someone made pizza available? I see slices of pizza somewhere. So, folks, there's pizza.
No, it's gone.
Oh, there's no longer pizza. Dang it. Who brought the pizza? Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Thank you, Terry Goodman. Lawrence. All right, Leonard.
In terms of your discussion about revenue, I think this touches on a lot of concerns that I had and other people have mentioned, and that is the priority of reserves. In bad economic times, I've seen friends who have businesses that lasted out their competitors simply because they have reserves. And I'm thinking most specifically to what we talked about last time. You know, we have a budget, everything's going fine. We go off the air because we have a big ticket item like $84,000 for a transmitter. And I know, like, for example, in a condominium, they're constantly putting aside money for something that they know, like, every 20 years they got to change the roof. It's a big ticket item. So I would say, as a priority, and I don't expect anything now from you, because just that it is a concern that we have sufficient reserves. If you're depreciating items, that's recognizing that you're going to have to replace those items. So along with that has to be the idea of putting aside reserves so that you can make a budget that you can live with.
Do you have a response for that, Vern? Thank you. Next, then, as I said before, we're going around the room, left to right, because everyone has a question. Bren, do you have a question for Bernard or for Mark?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay, so two questions. One of them is on the CTV funding. Mm-hmm. In regards to that, I know we...
Hang on a second, because people are talking while you're talking.
Thank you. Can we please hold down the chatter while Bren is able to speak? Thank you.
Okay, so one of them is about CTV funding, and I know we've had a problem with the cap. How is that going to be affected in terms of our funding for this upcoming fiscal year? And my second question is, for the line item talking about transmitter equipment, are we going to account for the fact that we had some of our transmitters and antennas blow out? So are we accommodating for that? If you could answer those questions for me.
Sure. I'll start with the CAB part of it. You're right. The CAB, the Community Advisory Board, is a key component in maintaining CPB funding under the regulations. I don't know if you've heard the promo that's been running on air for the last few days about the, and it's also on the website, about inviting people to actually. So the process is underway to get the cab to be functional, and that.
Ballot, please.
And I think that the mere fact that we're doing that sends a good message to the CPB, and also sends a good message to our constituency here, who actually pay for us to be around, and you know, who deserve to have that kind of recognition. The other item is when we first started putting the numbers, when I first started putting the numbers together, there was the prospect of getting a new transmitter for Mount Wilson, the main transmitter, and paying for it over 3 months. That proved to be quite really difficult in terms of doing this budget. So in discussion with the Finance Committee, we've talked about the other options for financing that. So that's why it's a relatively small number under the transmitter equipment in the budget. Later down the track, I think there has been something built in there for other contingencies which does account for such things as antenna. The Santa Barbara antenna, for example, is in need of repair, and we're also on the verge of entering into a new agreement to use Saddle Peak to actually extend our signal along the coast, along Malibu and that part of the coast that doesn't get good signal. Those things are coming out of this fiscal year and are almost neutral, and in the coming year we have allocated funding for exactly what you're talking about. The other aspect that we can look at with respect to that is that's exactly the kind of thing we could go out there and say that we need to do a particular fundraising. You know, if we need a transmitter and we go out and say we need a transmitter and ask people to help us get that up and running, then that's a special fund drive too, if necessary. But we have built in as much contingency as we can here.
Thank you. The next in the queue is Omar.
Yeah, I'll make this short. Thank you so much, Bernard, for sharing what you have to give for us to be in tune for this chaos that we're in right now. I have two things to mention. One is, since we're a community radio by community listeners and volunteers, how can we provide the money, or how can we as Pacifica, how can we provide the money for the news, the local news to function? And my last thing is, have one more thing to say. In case you don't know, we have brand new volunteers that are pretty much involved in producing news, especially in the bilingual department, and we need some serious training for upcoming news reporters as well. So as far as the whole budget issue is concerned, we definitely got to keep our word that we're community radio. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Omar. I think you kind of answered your own question. And I think that there are other ways of raising the news profile without having to throw a lot of money at it. It might just be a question of better allocation of time and taking advantage of some of the available talent that's there.
Thank you. The next question, Chuck, do you have a question?
No.
We're going to Ariana. Do you have a question? Michael,
yeah.
Novick.
Yeah, at the finance meeting, which I attended for about 4 hours but couldn't stay till the end, I brought two proposals from the Program Oversight Committee related to the budget. One was for funding of stringer reports for local news, and the second was for reimbursement of production expenses of volunteer programmers and producers. And it's not clear to me if what you're saying is that none of that is in here.
If it is, it's not under a specific line item,
okay,
but it's not here. Yeah.
Okay. My other question that I raised at that meeting but wasn't gotten to or not answered, and I'll raise it here again, there's a line item 6504 on page 2 of the KCSK preliminary under administrative expenses, internet cable, which has nothing on it. And my question then was, where are the expenses for the website in terms of the server and host and et cetera, and what are we getting for the money? If it's not there, is it somewhere else?
Yeah, it's actually the program expenses, the website expenses, 6698, I think, on page 3. But I have put things together.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what was the second part of
is the budgeted website expenses, then is there some effort to provide a better website in terms of
a better website experience.
Well, I know that you talked about Ali trying to work with his business. He has, is there some provision for additional resources? Because I think it's vital that we have a website that is much more interactive than the one that's there. And I have some specifics about that. I think, for example, some KQED provides a password-protected website.
We're in a minute to just try
to it's a password-protected website where during your fund drive, the listener sponsors can hear the normal programming and not the drive. And if we could do that, I think it would both increase our listenership and the people who are willing to pay to get the website.
Thank you, Brendan.
Do you have a response? That's actually a wider resourcing question, I think. But I also think that in terms of enhancing a website experience from our particular website, it may not be a question of improved or increases. And it might just, for me, it might be a question of doing things in a different way. And I acknowledge that you were at the Finance Committee meeting for 4 hours, but had to leave before the end. As I understand it, it's still going.
The next question is from John Crenshaw.
Yes, sir. We have apparently extended the fund drive when we hear the news from Berkeley because their fund drive time does not correspond with ours. I understand that we get some small portion of the amount they collect. Does it show here?
It's not included here. This is local revenue. I can tell you that I share your concern there. That was one of the things that I've been talking to the staff, the team about in the last little while, particularly with Letters and Politics and the News Hour. It does sound like we're in fund drive during that previous week and perhaps even 2 weeks before our fund drive. The return from Berkeley for us was this time just over $20,000. But you know, I think there's probably room for some better coordination there too.
Okay, thank you. Next in the queue, Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, I have three concerns. The first concern is, what is our product? Does that include premiums? Are we dependent on that? And offering premiums as you know, promoting our product. I believe our product is programming, and you know how we program and what we put out in the air. And then my other concern is, how is the station going to work with the community in terms of being able to attract a different demographic, a demographic that is so huge here in Los Angeles and in Southern California? So what is the station going to do with that in the absence of the community advisory board? And it's not just the responsibility of the CAB, is also something that as a local station board member we can do as well. So if you could address those three concerns, and also the concerns about the Stringers, because the Stringers is probably more realistic starting a streaming program than it would be starting a news department, and maybe we could build on that.
I would like to think that we didn't need premiums. I don't think that's realistic right now. If you saw what the phones are like when the premiums are on offer compared to what the phones are like when they're not, I think you would have a better understanding of that. I certainly do. The whole demographic thing, I don't think is a question for a budget meeting, with respect, but I'm happy to take that question at another time or whatever, because there is certainly work to do there. I just think that it's not, I don't want to dwell on that in this particular meeting. Because, as we've discussed, it's a budget meeting. And I know that it flows towards the budget, but it's much wider, and I'd like to give it the time it deserves at some time, at another time. The Stringer question we've talked about a lot, both within the station and on a board level. And I think some of us, myself included, might be living in the past with respect to how much Stringers might expect at the moment if they weren't volunteer. But it's a question, those things cost money as well, unless we can build a volunteer pool of Stringers. If that is possible, we'll find out how we'll do it. Yeah, but there are reliability questions and credibility questions to take into account with respect to using that sort of resource.
Thank you. Lydia, do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Development expense, the
$47,362. Can you give us a line item, a number?
This is under total revenue, the first page. I don't see a number before the number.
Number, no number on the left?
No. First page, total revenue under expenses,
How many lines down?
Development expenses.
Next to the last one, 47,000. Anyway, what does that consist of? Are we going to be hiring a development director as part of that, a salary, or what goes into all of that?
That development expenses is expanded on, it starts on page 3. Development expenses is expanded as a line by line budget item.
Thank you.
That will show you what goes into that.
Okay, that's one. And then the other is if you can help us develop a schedule for the next year. Clearly, we always run out of time. It's not a priority. I had mentioned this early on. In the absence of a general manager, and certainly we couldn't have accomplished this for this budget, but to have a financial strategic planning session with the full board. The finance committee is charged to do certain things and deal with the minutia, which is critical in developing a budget, obviously. But in terms of strategic planning and the vision before we start putting numbers to it, I think it would be very valuable for all of us because that discussion where you...
We're at a minute to summarize your question.
But that was a basic question.
I have no argument with that at all. I think that's a great idea. If it's possible for us to do that, I think we should do that. Which obviously we can't do for this budget, but certainly, yeah.
And next in the queue, Fred Condor.
Encouraging comments. Thank you for being at KPFK. I think you're hearing that from the entire room. I hope we can get soon to a meaningful financial plan. I take your point about balance sheets. But I think we do know how much is in the bank. I think we know how many shares of Goldman stock we have. I think we can move on that, hopefully, in a month or two. And lastly, we'd like to talk still about management, budgeting, and budgeting management. Michael mentioned program budgeting, I think he called it, budgeting by objective, and tying in with what Lydia is saying. Ideally, we would have a planning process. We would be able to parse our programming and our programs in a variety of ways to speak to our desired audience with the kind of value sets that we find core to our mission. And I think that could all come together, and I would encourage you to keep that in mind in addition to all the wonderful pragmatic things that you're simply focused on. Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Thanks a lot. Right. And in my mind, ideally, that process would be concluded some months before a budget was drafted and presented to this group. So, we would have that in place by the end of May or June, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So then we can build from that. Yeah, that would be my desire, certainly.
Thank you. Next in queue, Lamont, did I see your hand up? And next in queue, Kim Kaufman, Treasurer.
I just want to acknowledge what a great job Bernard has done with this. I mean, this was like a real feat, coming here with a whole bunch of problems, having to deal with this budget without a budget from last year to compare it to, and being able to balance it and look at all these stuff and have ideas for a whole bunch of areas that he's working on. And it's really a great job. I mean, I really appreciate it. And I think we all should. It's more than we've seen since I've been on the board. So thank you very much.
I thank you, Kim. And thanks for your assistance to us. We've had an interesting ride getting this far, and I'm sure the journey has some miles left in it. I appreciate your comments very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we get to the next question, just to introduce our newest local station board member, and if you'll help me with the pronunciation, because we've never actually met in person. And there's a microphone in front of you. Welcome.
Hi.
Just introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Ankine.
Ankine, welcome. Thank you very much.
And,
you're a staff representative of the station, and you work at the station full time?
No, I'm a volunteer staff.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the board. We're in the middle of a discussion on the budget, obviously, with the general manager, Bernie. Next in the queue, Summer.
Thank you. Just to echo really what Kim said, thank you, Bernard. This is not an easy job, and we know it. So I'd like us as a board to give our full support to the new general manager. Sometimes trying to crunch together numbers without a lot of necessarily reliable information from the previous year's budget. And also, things are different when you have a general manager than when you're under interim status for an extremely extended period of time. So I think that we have a lot of confidence in your abilities as a manager, and this is just a working budget template, and we all know that, and as long as it's balanced, it's something that everyone can support, and obviously we hope you raise tons more money than what's in the budget, and that will give more flexibility to increasing some of the programmatic areas that people are concerned with, but I think all in all, it's been a very a good job, and it's in balance, and we can support it, and I hope that we're going to, and send the fund up to NFC, and leave the rest of it in cable management hands to do the various things that need to be done over the course of the year to make this realistic and make whatever changes seem appropriate and
time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Can you pass your
I just want to say thanks for that, Summer, and it is my fervent desire and hope that one of these days I'll get time to run a radio station.
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yeah, I'm going to pass, but I just want to say good work on the August fund drive.
Okay.
Thank you. And Summer, just if you could pass the base with the microphone, because some of these cables are getting loose because of the ins and outs of the bases. They're starting to get a little trashed. Can you mind just, if you, when you put it in there, just put it in firmly.
Okay, okay.
In a loving way.
Okay.
Very well done, Bernard. At this point, I'd like to introduce the question of the transmitter, and I have a motion, but I would like the motion to be motivated by the GM because he knows all the details. As it was explained to us in the finance committee, this is a purchase of opportunity. It's a good deal right now, and but he can motivate why we need it. So the motion would be that the LSB endorses the acquisition of a new transmitter from Mount Wilson with the extra consideration that the cost of purchasing a new transmitter may be financed if necessary over a 5-year period or less.
Second.
So we have a motion on the floor and a second.
Yeah, but before we ask people to vote, I would really ask for Bernard to define the make and model and why we need it.
Okay. And would you mind if we let John, well, John, did you have a question for Bernard that wasn't about the transmitter? Before this motion came up,
I just wonder if we can defer this.
Hold on, John, bear with me for a second. I'm gonna handle that. What I would love to do is we will address that momentarily. If we just let John ask questions,
sure.
That'll finish that out, and we can get to your motion.
Okay,
John Wenger.
Yeah, great job, Bernard. I was a judge for a while, and I realized how difficult it is to get these things down here. So I'll give you my. Great congratulations on good work. A couple of general comments. In general, I'd like to see us move toward what I would call departmental budgeting. So, for example, when we do have a news department, I'd like the news department to have its own little section in the budget so we can see how the news department is. And I just think it makes sense. It's sort of a rational thing. It kind of goes to what somebody was saying, Michael, I guess, about management by objective. So we could have make things. You were complaining about the template, too. I agree the template is terrible. I better hurry up and run out of fast here. Another comment is that there's nothing in the bylaws that say we can't pass budgets every month if we choose to. So I'm going to vote for this budget, but I'm going to want to see a news department in the budget pretty soon, and maybe we'll produce another budget. And then a couple of suggestions with regard to the saving of money. I do believe that we pay for more news than we get. We have a nice national news we do with Berkeley, but we also have FSRN, so we could start and add more news to the schedule simply by taking FSRN and sticking it into the schedule, I was told, and I think that we should look at that to see if it can be done to augment our news coverage right away. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bernie, do you want to respond to that?
Just a couple of things. With respect to, please don't start wanting to provide or negotiate monthly budgets. Therein lies the road to insanity. I'm already halfway there. It is also my intention, and this is something I've always done, but it doesn't occur here. It's not the biggest operation, obviously, and so it's not as crucial. But given that you're talking about departmental budgeting, that's something that I would agree with you on. And I would also require there to be a format where every person responsible for each departmental budget was required to report on variances to that budget on a monthly basis. And I am with explanations for that sort of thing, and that's something that I would like to see instituted and will institute over time. The other part of the question, FSRN is paid for by a specific restricted CPD grant in any case. So if we were to lose that, we would probably lose that funding. That doesn't mean we can't use it differently, I don't think, and I take that comment on board.
Thank you very much, Bernard. So there's a motion on the floor and a second. I believe the second is Jim Lafferty. So Bernard, we'll give you an opportunity to motivate the motion, and then we'll open up.
It won't take long. I mean, everybody knows the fun we have with our transmitter on Mount Wilson. My second week here, we were off the air for 20 hours at a stretch, which is unacceptable completely. That was as a result of a power failure. Shortly after that occurred and was rectified, the redundancy plan for that was actually fixed anyway by SoCal Edison by putting their line in up the other side of the mountain, which was under construction at the time. So we do have two power sources for that transmitter now. If one falls over, we have another one to fall back on if it's a power question. The other side of that issue is that the auxiliary generator there that would kick in and drive the transmitter if power failed, the permit is still with the LADWP for approval. We revisit that question every week with them to ask them where it is and how it's going, so we're working on doing that. And for what it's worth, I don't know this any more than you do, anything more about this than you do. The transmitter that we have identified is a Nortel 1100 kW, and it's apparently a very good one. My understanding is that the transmitter we had at Mount Wilson was probably inappropriate for its purpose when we bought it some time ago. It's failing, and we need redundancy up on the hill, assuming power does continue there, and we lose transmission via the equipment on site. The transmitter we're buying is solid state, it's state of the art, and it will provide what we need up there. It's brand new, so clearly it will take the bulk of the load from the day it goes in and gets connected. And the older, more difficult one will become the backup to it. So it's a continuity issue. It means that we are stronger on Mount Wilson, which clearly is the biggest transmitter that we have that has a signal, as big as my mortgage. And I think that is a key issue for us to address, and we have the opportunity to address it here by putting this initial funding in for payment of it and extending that, as Ken has said. However, we do that over a period of years to pay it off with as little ancillary cost for that as possible. So that's the rationale behind it.
Thank you. It's been brought to my attention that, of course, on the agenda we have public comment immediately after the general manager's portion, and you had there's a motion on the floor. So I'm offering, is it okay with the board if we just give the public their time to comment right now?
Sure.
That'll just wedge right in. They can comment on both topics, and then we can have our discussion about the motion.
Right.
Without any major objection, we'll offer our 15 minutes of public comment. Thank you, Lawrence, for helping with the microphone. It does take a village.
Thank you. Bernard, I am so thankful for everything you're trying to do, and please don't let this be a reflection on you. Let me read this. Historically, this board, and this is prior to 2003, so you know this historically, this is history here, has voted, passed for the budget, presented to it, without the balance sheet, which reflects assets, liabilities, meaning what? Owner's equity. My vote is no, and I will leave if it passes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next member of the public.
Bernard, I would like to say, in my history with Pacifica, since the 60s up till now, this is the clearest and most candid and most hands-on presentation I've ever heard from any station manager or any Pacifica officer about budget and to handle anything. So I congratulate you and go for it and make it happen. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you haven't spoken before, if you don't mind saying your name for everybody, you don't have to, but...
Our transmitter is the second most powerful in the United States. Unlike a jet engine, it's virtually an experiment. It's a very large transmitter. Our last one did end up being an experiment. There were a number of repairs over this life cycle. The technology changes fairly rapidly. and I'm pretty optimistic about a new one. I get hundreds of these. I got these two today. This is from the state prison. For most of the 50 years we've been broadcasting, we've had prison memberships. I'm sorry, if we give out a prison membership, we don't send you something. You send us something, and perhaps we mail something to the prisoner. It's something I want to see happen again.
Nancy Lawrence, Peace and Freedom Party, People's Climate Justice Coalition of Southern California. I want to talk a bit about the news. The Pacifica news is not very good. Secondly, we need to have public commentaries on our news programs, whether it's local or Pacifica. We can have the Black writers have a, you know, 1 or 2 minute commentary. We need stuff like that to give a grassroots point of view. Also, we need to send reporters out to actions. Our group, the Climate Justice Group, is having an event Friday at 4 o'clock at the federal building downtown, not too far from here. We need to send a reporter out to actions like this in support of the Indigenous Environmental Network in Washington, D.C. Also, I want to ask a question. Who are the big donors?
Yes, corporate donors.
Thank you. Next speaker.
All the years I have participated in the life of Pacifica and KPFK, I've always come from the position of the community. I remember the LFA. When somebody like Roger Zimmerman gave the kind of commendation he gave, it carried a lot of weight. And this is one of the first LSB meetings dealing with budgeting, where I've seen almost all the members of the LSB acting with a measure of level-headedness. That is commendable, and I commend it for your efforts in GM. For this LSB, no matter what happens in the meetings, I must say that it is something that is worthy of notice that you always announce these meetings on air. Previously, we have never had that tradition. So between what the new GM is doing and the LSB, there seems to be some air of hope. And, I hope it is not Obama's kind of hope. Lastly, I want to plead with you that as you engender this new momentum, do not forget the community. The community advisory board is not functioning. It should not take 2 months to ask people to apply. I think we are asking for position from a Mubarak. Call for a meeting of the community advisory board immediately and let us get things moving in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you. That concludes our this is our second portion of public comment, John Gary. Thank you. So we'll open up the debate on the motion on the floor. And Ken, do you mind once again, so it's fresh in our minds, rereading the motion before we take hands?
The LSB endorses the acquisition of a new transmitter from Mount Wilson with the option of financing the cost of purchase, if necessary, over a 5-year period or less.
Thank you. Open to question at night.
We had a meeting about this, and I just wanted to bring up a couple of very cogent things that I thought came out of the process of the meeting. And this is this idea that when you have an $84,000 expenditure that jumps, I mean, it really has a disproportionate effect on the budget. So to come up with $84,000 is a big hit for the station. So one of the discussions, the genesis of the idea of paying it over 5 years, is that, you know, a lot of people, if you have money in a bank and you have some kind of savings, the rates are very low. And while we don't like borrowing and we don't like putting the station on the line for that, to borrow in a situation like this when it's incredibly low has a very beneficial effect for the station. The other thing is that the next time we have a fundraising event, we could put this on, and I don't want to show my prejudices, but I think it would do much better than the solar project if you tell people we need this backup potential. And lastly, what I wanted to say is that these are options that a board can never micromanage a station. The GM is very much aware of these options, and I have every confidence that he's going to try to do the process that best suits this station so that it's not something that we have to micromanage or worry about. I have every confidence that Bernard is going to do this the best way possible with the least negative impact for our station.
Thank you. Next on the queue is Lawrence, and I see Kim's hand up next.
Yeah, this is a very smooth sounding motion, and you know, it raises some concerns for me in terms of Ken. I mean, the motion maker had mentioned that it may take some level of financing. I'd like to know if that's going to be the case, and what's the plan in regard to that, in terms of how much are we going to pay the finance or the B finance? And the other concern is, are we going to put out the $84,000? And you know, which one are we going to do? I mean, if I was to support this motion, I would like to know. You know, I would like to have some additional information.
Thank you. Next on the queue is Kim. Ken, can you pass the microphone down and help out?
I just want to say I support the purchase of a transmitter, but I can't think of any kind of appropriate wording that I'm not prepared to say we get this kind of loan for this many years. I think that perhaps the CFO might have some ideas about what kind of financing she would be aware of, and so I support this motion. Is there some kind of wording whereas we will investigate the best idea for what to do about that is what I would support. So
next on the queue is Margie.
I really think this is a project, hopefully, that we'll see paid off pretty quickly, because I agree with Jim. Someone over here has a good point of the fact that if we do this on air, it's something I would want to donate to keep the signals strong. I think right now in the climate, political climate going on, this is something we can really get people to embrace. And I also offered to the station the free counseling advice of a friend of mine who's a very big financial planner, because there may be an advantage that we don't know of paying it off right away versus payments, but I think we need to get a professional just to weigh in, and I believe he can do it without a fee.
Thank you, Margie. Next in the queue is Summer.
Thank you. I think it's good that we adhere to the protocol that the LSP approved expenditures over $5,000, because in the past that has not been done and it's inappropriate. That being said, I'm all in favor of not having the radio station go off the air anymore, and replacing the transmitter is what the manager thinks is best to do in consultation with technical staff, and then we say yes. There was a lot of discussion about this at the finance meeting. I'm in favor of paying for things without taking out loans, because you're paying interest, but I do think this is something that could be left to the discretion of management to find what the best financing option is. So I suppose I would like to offer an amendment, which is that the LSB approve the capital expense of acquiring a new transmitter with appropriate financing to be determined by management.
I think that's sort of what it sounds like.
Thank you. He had very specific stuff. I just want to leave this in the hands of management to determine appropriate financing or funding to pay for said transmission. So.
Thank you. So that's a friendly amendment was accepted. Next one, she was
thank
on.
You.
You can hand him the microphone. Brenda? Thank you. And Brenda, if you would leave the base on this table, because it's...
By the way, I'm a business major, in case you don't know. One thing I wanted to pretty much encourage all of us, including the GM, is why not orchestrate a community event to ask for donations, so that way we could generate money straight from the hands of community, of our radio station, rather than expecting someone out of the blue donate, you know,
or the bank.
Yes, in the bank. So I wanted to pass that to the GM and suggest a collaboration with the GM LSB to pretty much organize a community event, you know, to ask for donations. That way we can make money from the grassroots level. rather than the corporate Ponzi, whatever you like to call them. Thank you.
Thank you, Omar. That was the stack of thanks for helping pass the microphone, fellas.
Yeah, thank you. I call the question on the motion as amended.
We have another amendment, then.
The question is in order, sir. Chair. That's the first step to the order of the day.
Terry, are you here? Terry Goodman, are you still here?
The question is called.
I don't have a citation, but we just discussed this on the list. Well, the question is called. The next thing in order is that you vote on ending debate. If the majority votes to end debate, you immediately go to a vote on the motion previously stated.
Thank you, Michael. That's
important information.
Two-thirds. Ken, I'll call on you.
Yes, two-thirds of the debate.
It's a two-thirds end debate.
Thank you. So we're going to take a vote whether or not we end debate and call the question. Raise your hand if you're in favor of that. We need two-thirds to pass. One, two, three, four, five. Chuck, is that a hand? 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, that's a hand, you know, John?
March 15.
And I believe I started with you. So we have 15 and against. Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, okay, motion passes. That's two-thirds, right, John Gary? 15?
More.
The motion to call the question was Jim Lafferty. So 15 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 21, 15, 21. So we're two-thirds. Thank you. So we call the question. The question on the motion as amended. Raise your hands if you're in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 in favor. Motion passes.
Was there any against or abstain?
I'll call for against and abstain. Those against the motion, please raise your hand now. We have one against. Those abstaining from the motion, we have one abstain. Thank you. Motion still passes. Fred Plunder?
If I could, a request to the general manager and for the consideration of the group, I was wishing to offer an amendment that said, yeah, we approved the purchase of the transmitter, but we'd like the GM to come back to us, tell us how he's going to fund it, find out how much money's got in the bank, how much Goldman stock we want to unload, and so on. But I think that's legit for this kind of expenditure, and I'd ask you to consider that and hope you'll receive in that fashion.
Thank you. Ken Aaron, can we pass the microphone from Summer?
Was well intended. I understand it. I don't think this body is cohesive enough or what's the word? Dedicated enough to spend the time to do that degree of micromanaging, and I have confidence in the GM and the management, national management, to make arrangements for this. So I don't think it's sort of like that I have to come back to the LSB or even the Finance Committee to get an approval on the nature of the purchase.
Thank you, Ken. The motion was passed. We're on to the budget discussion in total. I believe, Kim, are you prepared to go over the budget? Is this the correct order of business? On the agenda, Bernard gave a 15-minute talk, and then we did questions, and then it's for the board treasurer. It's item 6, KPFK station budget expenditures report by board treasurer and discussion. Is this a good time to call on you?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I don't really have anything to add to this budget discussion. I'm not sure what I make a motion to approve the budget.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Okay, good. Any opposed? Let's start there. Michael Novick?
You have a discussion on this motion.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Well, it sounded like there was no opposition. So, Michael, do you have a question on the budget? Do you have a remark or question?
I have a couple of remarks and comments. I just want to reiterate the request that we think about the ongoing need to improve the budgeting process. I really do appreciate tremendously what we have in front of us. I want to make a couple of minor amendments. I would appreciate it if line 5020, that's on the first page, income summary, corporate match be renamed employer match. That's what we're talking about, and I don't want any confusion about what it is. We're talking about people, individual donors, ask their employers to match their donation. That's all it is. And let's leave it at that and make it clear that's what we're talking about. The second thing I wanted to respond to, one of the early comments, I think by Leonard, maybe Jim, I can't remember now, but it was in response to the question of Bernard's objections and the question of why the Finance Committee asked to make a more conservative estimate of income. And basically that came from the PNB experience of looking at the budgets of stations year in and year out, always having optimistic expectations of how much money they were going to make, out of line with all previous experiences of how much money they made, and not wanting to go to the PNB with that same budget, no matter how much confidence we had in Vernon or in our own ability to make that money. So I just think that should be clear to everybody that I think we could make more than this if we really reach out to the community the way people are talking about, if we do the kind of website that we could have, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we didn't want to be in the position of claiming and then every other station claims and fails, so that's why it came in the way it did.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Are there further comments, Ken Aaron?
Bernard,
can you pass the microphone?
I can speak. Michael, pick me up. You know. I second Michael's motion to change corporate to employer because it will preclude a tremendous amount of dissension in various committee meetings. Because the intention is employer donation to, like a person makes a donation, it's matched by the person's employer, and it will not take the taint of being corporate funding, which we are all in a league opposed to that. So.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for using the microphone so it is clear for future reference.
So I second the motion.
Thank you.
It's a friendly amendment.
It's a friendly amendment. Thank you, Lawrence. It looks like you're about to be called upon. There's a motion on the floor.
It's not a friendly amendment. It's up to Kim as the major. What was the
answer? Kim, will you accept the friendly amendment?
No, it's not. No, it isn't. It's a separate.
It's not up to Kim.
Can you repeat it?
It goes to the body.
I made the motion. The motion was to amend the budget.
That wasn't a motion. That was a suggestion.
No. I made it as a motion. Maybe nobody.
No,
I think he's seconding. Excuse me. I made it as a motion. He's seconding it. What the motion is to amend the budget to change item 5020 from corporate match to employer match.
And Michael, if I may, since there was a motion on the floor, and I think if Bernard has no resistance to that, he doesn't need a motion. He can agree to do that because it's a very seems like a very sensible decision.
I'll repeat. It's Kim's motion to adopt the budget. I'm asking to amend Kim's motion to adopt the budget by changing the language on line 5020.
Kim, will you accept that?
It's a friendly amendment to Kim.
Thank you.
She can accept it and make her motion.
Kim, will you accept the friendly amendment?
It's like, you know, apples and oranges, number one. Number two, this is a global template of from national, but all five stations have the same wording on all those. It's not up to us to make that. If you want us to paint a picture for our budget, but it's not something unrelated to approving the budget.
So we'll call the question on the budget as
I have a motion on the floor. I will second it.
There was a motion on the floor before your motion. You had a motion to approve.
Excuse me. The motion is to amend the budget. I made a motion to amend the budget. That takes precedence over the motion to accept the budget.
Lydia?
What this will do is that it enables the directors to then, when we pass the budget at National on the weekend of the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, however many days you're going to in is that we can say the KPFK board has recommended, has passed, made an amendment to change that for clarity. Everyone on the national board knows about the recent dust up from WBAI. And part of that dust-up was because of a lack of clarity. It's just a clarification of language that I personally believe that the PMB will embrace.
Thank you. Next on the queue is Summer, then Lamont, then Lauren, then Jim.
Thank you. I think, yeah, there's a little lack of clarity on the issues. Kim moved approval of the budget. It's not up to Kim to take or leave a motion to change a line item category designation. These are global templates. We can pass this as a separate issue. The two are not contingent upon each other. You're not changing an amount of money in the budget line. You're asking to have the budget line renamed, so that would require the cooperation of the national office, the CFO, and all the people that design the templates. We can pass this as a motion that, as Lydia said, that we recommend that this be relabeled as employer matching, and that is a separate issue from the passage of the budget itself. If you were changing the amount of money in that line, it would be up to the body, though, not up to Kim. She's simply moving passage of the motion. I think we should handle those two separate issues.
Michael, a quick question. Would you be willing to withdraw your amendment or your change of the budget, and so we could pass the budget and then come up with a motion afterward to say you'd like to recommend to the PMB that globally we change the language of that line?
I don't accept the logic. My understanding was when Bernard presented this budget to us, he said it did not correspond, in fact, to the template.
It absolutely corresponds to the templates. It just doesn't use the same formulas. The formulas themselves are slightly different.
Michael, so would you be willing to make a motion after this, let this motion of approving the budget go forward, and then if you want to make a motion that we recommend that it can't be, perhaps, that we change the language in the template? Is that a reasonable solution to this?
To me, a reasonable solution is to vote on amending the budget by changing the name of that category.
Exactly.
Lamont, you're next to me.
I agree with what Lydia and Summer and others have said. I think, Michael, we should understand that this is an amendment to the budget. It's really a modification of the language of an item in the budget. And that's really something fundamentally different. I think it's safe to say, would approve the budget. But I think the idea that Lydia put forth and Summer and others, and we all tend to agree with, seems to me would be one in which we get through this budget and then present a motion in which our entire network, carried by Summer, would ask us to, in fact, not only look at this is the one in front of us, but certainly to change the language, to modify the language that we've been using. And, Michael, I know you've been really active with LSD as a member now, and certainly as a part of our listening, but this is part of the standard language. Unfortunately, we're locked in, but we can change that. But this is Bernard knows now, and the rest of us have been here for a while, Jim. This is really part of the structure. It doesn't negate or undermine what we're trying to do.
And Lamont, we're at time. Next on the queue will be Lawrence and Jim, Marjane, Kim.
I think it's completely in order. I think it's okay to take this recommendation to the national board and roll it up or down. I think it's about time that we hold our directors responsible to us instead of us, you know, always having to do this kind of like underhanded, you know, on the down low. So I just don't feel comfortable with that. So I would suggest that we support Michael's motion.
Thank you. Next is Margie.
You hear that, Jim?
My apologies, Jim. Thank you.
Look, we can. I don't care what the template is. We can move to amend any aspect of the ink that's on this piece of paper, where the lines are, what it says up here. Now, if the national board, for some strange reason, doesn't want to accept that, what are they going to do? Sue us? I guess they'll change it. What are we afraid of?
Uh-huh.
We want the board and we want the National Foundation to understand we don't want any corporate finance. We don't want it. So, I suggested changing one word to employer match. Now, I can't imagine the National Board would object to that. If they do, I'd like to know that. But I doubt that they will. So I don't know where it comes, because I didn't bother to spend all last night reading Robert's Rules again. I don't know if we vote on before or after we pass or don't pass the budget. But it's an amendment to a motion to pass the budget. So if I remember Robert's Rules correctly, somebody here I know did stay up all night reading it will remind me, I think we probably vote on that first. But whatever we vote on, we certainly have the right to decide what words are going to be in our budget that we send to the
election. Thank you, Jim. The next on the queue is Margie.
First of all, I heartily agree with Jim on this point. What I would like to suggest is that we submit our budget with the change of language on the top of our budget. We note that we ask the national board to accept our new language, and I would put the caveat in there that if they did not accept the new language, it would like the old language to be passed, but we would like them to vote on a roll call vote up and down for the whole political organization to make that change. It shouldn't just be our station, it should be through Pacifica.
Thank you, Margie. Next on the stack is Kim.
Okay, if that's true, I mean, it does have to go station-wide, and you want to hold up approval of this budget over... But it's not something we're in control of. I mean, Bernard did what he did with this budget, but it's going back into the formal template, so it's not going to be something... Maybe I am. Is there a point?
My suggestion is that our amendment should have the new language with a cover letter as to why we would like this language amended through the entire Pacifica station to be voted on. And if they don't accept that, we would still like them to pass the language with the template language as is. So in other words, we're asking them to make a motion for the whole network with the new language, because that would benefit all of us to have all the networks stay employed. But what I'm saying to him is if they don't accept it, then it's on them, and we as the board have sent them a message to the board that we don't like that language.
Right. I think we have a minute.
Thank you. Next on the stack is Leonard.
I guess I have to come out of the closet at this point. I used to be a subchapter at a corporation, and the vast majority of corporations in this country are not General Electric and don't make money off of war and killing people. When I was a subchapter S corporation, I put $20,000 in my pocket that I would have paid in taxes, and I was in a position, like a lot of dentists, doctors who are corporations, to give money to stations like KPFK and take it off of my taxes, because if I didn't do it, it was going to go away. So I think the proper language is, in one sense, is employer matching funds, but one of the things that I would like to go out and get is every corporation, every German isn't a Nazi, and every corporation doesn't make guns and kill people. Some corporations do some pretty nice things, and some of them are headed by pretty progressive people, and they live in a country where there are benefits. And I, under no circumstances, want anything but an iron wall between whoever gives us money and what it is we put on the air.
Leonard, we're at time. Thank you very much.
Question.
Somebody
with
a hand up.
Yeah, I'd like to
thank you. Just to clarify, as chair of the national board, I can unequivocally state that I don't think there would be much opposition to the concept that this be renamed employer matching. It takes the cooperation of technicians at the national level to do that, because this is a template. I think in the spirit of it, I can't see any actual objection. That's not addressing Leonard's issue, where the corporations give us money, or some of them are evil and some are good, but to the intent of this line item, this is intended to be an employer matching fund. Most of those employers are corporations. That's how it got named that. So I don't personally see any problems if we're not changing the numbers and approving the budget. I like Margie's language with the direction that we would like to see the entire network change this category to reflect employer matching, and otherwise we approve the budget. So that's my take on that. I concur with Margie's wording on that, and I don't actually see any opposition to this, but I would like us to pass the budget tonight and ask some public comments before we go.
I accept Margie's language.
It's a friendly amendment to what I offered originally.
I'd like to call the question on
Chair of the Board.
Yes, Lawrence.
It's usually practice, if not policy,
that before such a significant vote like this, we go to public comment.
Yeah,
so I'd like to suggest that.
Yeah,
and I'd like to even pass a motion to do that.
Because we've got a motion and an amendment for the motion, what seems most appropriate is we vote on the amendment first, and then we let the public speak, and then we vote on the initial motion.
Yeah.
Any disagreement with that? Is that a reasonable order of business?
Yeah,
so I'm going to call a vote on Michael's friendly amendment to Kim's motion that we add, and again amended by Margie, that we add language in a cover letter that we want to change that box. So show of hands in favor of that. Please raise your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That's great.
It's unanimous.
Everybody, all right. Those against?
Has that ever happened before?
Those against? And any abstentions?
Occasionally.
Thank you. So motion passed. And that's a nice level of cooperation among us. So we'll have 15 minutes of public comment before we have our final vote on this. Fred, thank you for helping with the microphone. And if you don't mind stating your name at the beginning, it just helps us.
Terry Goodman. Yeah, you can change the name of every single budget line item without harming the budget, because as long as you don't change the numbers, they'll integrate with the national template. And the PNB doesn't have to agree with it, and the National Finance Committee doesn't have to agree with it, but your members of the National Finance Committee should make the suggestions to the CFO, who can unilaterally change the name of any line item on the budget for the good of Pacifica.
Thank you.
I volunteered for free for 7.5 years on the front desk at least once a week. When the food coordinator fired me, he had quite a long dialogue with me, which I returned almost nothing. I just sat there, and he used the word "I'm not corporate" about four times, and about twice he apologized for using corporate. I belong to a religion that's very intent on the choice of terms. And after 375 years, we haven't been all killed, even though we're very radical. We pay attention to the words.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ballard, et cetera. I notice that this board wastes so much time in aggregate, if you were to count it, in illogic. And illogic, because logic would tell me that as long as I'm not changing the value of the line item, then I can suggest to the National Board anything I so choose. Thank you. Now, I wanted to say, please vote no, regardless how pretty it may be, because it's missing the other side of the equation. That is a balance sheet, and that is why each and every one of you needs to go attend a workshop. A workshop by this board in which you learn the fundamentals of bookkeeping, because you have been derelict on your duty, and you continue to vote for these documents that only give you numbers, but you have nothing to start with. A balance sheet is historic. These numbers are for the month, and you're missing both. And you're doing me a disservice by voting for this paper continuously.
Thank you. And our next speaker.
I think that you have to use your common sense and do what needs to be done to make this entity, the station, which is part of a larger group, function as best it can and make it happen. So I would recommend a yes vote on to approve the budget. And also, to Bernard, you mentioned that you used some different numbers in the formula. Yes, I would greatly respond to that in a positive direction, because behind the national office formulas are some assumptions and policy decisions that are not transparent. And you do have to be aware of how those numbers get generated in those cells, having looked at those budgets, and on occasion expanding those computations as well. So, go for it. And then one other item, I think traditionally management and planning have been the Achilles heel of both the stations and the foundation. And yes, we do need reserves, but the reserves have to be phased in over a period that makes sense with ongoing cash flow. cash flow is very irregular. It goes up and down by extremes. That's the art of managing to make that work over a year's period and continue to leave something for the person that comes after you. And also I would like to say that we did have a development director one time at KPFK who did a very good job, and also that person was very useful and helpful in planning events and coordinating what happened with them.
We're at time, Roger. Thank you very much. Would you like to speak? Thank you.
Yes, if I may. I'm Dr. Halley, Thomas Halley. Very briefly, I'm not an economist, but I must say that for a number of years I've been struck by what appears to me to be a terrific level of lack of financial transparency. It seems like through the looking glass. I'm just appalled. Number two, I will say that I've been very heartened by Bernard's speaking about much in favor of that local news department. I think this is absolutely essential. And I might add to that I think a lot of the news that MKKK came out pretty terrifically impressed with, including Al Jazeera. They cover they have more people out in different parts of the world, but the viewpoints seem to be pretty much just middle-of-the-road, central blue dog Democrats. I find myself going, wait a minute, that's a really blah position at best. Let's hear some radical resistance. Let's get a more balanced, more balanced information. So hear, hear.
Thank you very much. That concludes our public comment. We will now call for the vote for the motion as amended. Show of hands in favor of the budget.
Point of order, Chair. Is this for the budget?
Yes. The vote on the budget.
Can we do this roll call?
We can do this roll call, certainly. With a voice vote, ideally with a microphone, Ken Aaron?
Approve.
Chuck Anderson?
No.
Akine?
Is
on Akine?
Here, I'm
going
to ask.
Thank you. Rodrigo, not here. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Omar?
No, thank you.
John Crumshaw?
Yes.
Ariana Gladney?
Allison.
Leonard?
Yes.
Kim?
I approve.
Fred Klunder?
I'll stay.
Jim Lafferty?
Yes.
Ollie, not here. Brenda Medina?
Abstain.
Margie?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Lawrence?
Yes.
John Winger?
Yes.
And Lamont Yakey?
Yes.
So, John Geary, I'm going to total the yeses first. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor.
Correct.
And those against, 1, 2, 2 against.
Correct.
And abstentions, I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
Correct.
13 in favor, the motion passes. We passed our budget. Congratulations.
Your business, not me.
That is all of the business that was on our agenda as amended. So I think we need to adjourn.
That was a motion to adjourn our resume.
John Geary, our secretary, does bring up the point that we do have on the agenda a public comment that wasn't fulfilled. But is there any further public comment someone feels compelled to add that we didn't add 5 minutes ago? Terry Goodman, you took the microphone, and this will fulfill our fourth public comment of the day.
Yeah, just so it looks good on paper. As former treasurer of board, I want to remind you that all the work going into preparing a budget and passing a budget is of no use at all if your management isn't going to use the budget as a document to plan their expenses over the next year. And so I think the real milestone that's been accomplished here is not that you have a budget, but you have management that knows how to use the budget.
Can people be respectful? We do have a few people lined up, so please have quiet.
So KPFA forward.
And the next speaker behind you, if you can pass the microphone. I appreciate if you hold your packing up until we get through our
microphone. I just want to comment on the good behavior and good feeling of meeting Ben and so far this evening. But I also want to say that the idea of having training in things like accounting and finance, parliamentary procedure, the nuts and bolts, wouldn't do any harm, because sometimes this board needs that. And even more importantly, the whole question of behavior and interpersonal relationships, I suggest that's something which needs to be dealt with. But not to confuse the process or the policies, which should be arrived at in open session, not in executive session, with dealing with particular personal problems, which should be dealt with, in my opinion, outside of a meeting, in some mediative process with people who can handle that. In short, we shouldn't be bashing people, but we need to have a process so that we know how to handle problems or conduct our meetings in a business-like manner. So there's different strokes for different procedures, so to speak.
Thank you, Israel. Michael, are you trying to speak as a member of the public?
The meeting was adjourned, and
We have not adjourned the meeting. The meeting was not adjourned. We owe a last public comment section. That's what this time is for. Is there another member of the public who would like to speak? And not seeing any other member that we know, if someone wants to call for adjournment, is appropriate.
Yes,
Jim Lafferty is calling for adjournment.
Michael's a member of the public.
Michael, you're a member of the board. You have your turn. Right. We have a motion to adjourn in a second.
It will take 2 seconds.
If you'd like to make an announcement before the board, ask in such a way.
No, this is public comment.
Raise, are you looking to speak in public comment? Okay, this is our last voice for public comment, and we can't let this dissolve any further. This will be our final speaker.
Fair enough. Thank you. But because you have me to this area, let me tell you, I really 100% support that we need a news department. News department that is going to, you know, come from different communities. I remember Jerry Quigley used to go to NSCC, had a large program there. In each program, he had 100 people in the classroom, and he was making $25,000 each hour, more than Ian Master, more than Sonali, more than anybody else, because he had the public support. We support. We need the news department. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Accepting a motion for
adjourned.
Second motion. That is okay. Meeting adjourned.
Can I make a comment?
Yes, please make a comment. We have a microphone up front.
Two brief things. One is that under the bylaws, the general manager and board have the responsibility on a quarterly basis to review the budget and see how it's being carried out. And the second is that as a member of the board, I will seek to arrange a voluntary meeting with Bella to undertake the kind of bookkeeping training that you offer to provide.
So, folks, if you can help, if a couple of people could stay, help put tables back in order, and if you can bring your signs up, and we'll get the room back in order. If there's any trash, please put that up as well. Thank you for a great meeting.